Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, welcome to the next episode of the City Confessions. I have Sarah Ferraro. She's an actor and entrepreneur based in New York City. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
First of all, I love your eyeshadow. That's the first thing I noticed. She's wearing this, let me see if I can describe it.
Break it down.
Like golden, like copper, glittery, subtle, gorgeous, like painting on her eye. I know, was that beautiful?
That was beautiful. It's profound. Oh my gosh.
No, but it's such a vibe because thank you. I don't think you have anything else on, but then your eyeshadow was just like, I don't know, you know, I'm just like so drawn to it.
Thank you.
And what you guys don't know is that she's a complete stranger. I met her maybe 10 minutes ago. So, you know, hello to social media and the world we are at right now. Thank you for coming because I could have been like a crazy.
Oh my gosh, totally. I'm telling you, I was all through your social media. I was like, okay, I think she's real. She's like, she's a real person.
So I just want to begin by first telling the listeners that this is my third season doing this. So it's going on my second year.
Yeah.
And the first year I was really interviewing people that I already knew or people that I had connections with but didn't know on a personal level. Mm-hmm. Or I would get recommendations from friends saying like, hey, you should interview so-and-so.
Got it.
And then I have been doing it for years, so I feel like I'm really comfortable and I've gained confidence. And now I'm trying to, steer towards the route of basically blindly DMing strangers and getting them on a podcast.
I love it.
But I seek them out, you know, based off of the criteria. Mm-hmm. One being that you have to be in New York City because I'm all about this in-person connection. Mm-hmm. And two, having somewhat of a story to tell. So that's why I was really intrigued by you. Yay. So let's have you take the spotlight right now and introduce yourself and tell the listeners who you are, what you do, and a little bit about what Sarah Ferraro is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Los Angeles. I moved here, though, from Seattle. That's where I went to school and I got my BFA. I'm a performer. And I guess some of like my umbrella titles would be, like you said, I'm an actor, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm really passionate about mental wellness and mental health. I am a really big believer in like possibility and magic and potential and like human connection.
I love that.
So when you reached out, I was so excited because I really do. I love that. I feel like some of my favorite relationships and encounters come from when I just am like open to interacting with strangers. And so I was really excited to come onto your show today. I've also never been on a podcast that like wasn't my own, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited.
I love that because whenever people tell me that, I'm like, wow, you're going to remember me for the rest of your life.
Oh my God, absolutely. I'm like, you're such a like pivotal moment.
Yes.
Thank you.
I actually, I knew a little bit about you based off of like your social media.
Yeah.
And I think two values that popped up when I was just like looking at your brand, I guess you can say, was the fact that like you were advocating for mental health and wellness. And those are two things that I really value. And again, I don't know you, so it's crazy how we already share those values.
Yeah, like we already have this big point of connection simply because, like based in something that's so big for us, but it's also so simple. Like we could have loved anything, but it happened to be this important thing for us. Yeah.
And we'll dive deeper into that. But, okay, so you were born in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And then you went to school in Seattle?
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I lived there until I was like, I mean, technically I would say 20 or 21. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a transfer student. So I did go to school in Portland for like a few months and then transferred back. Didn't love it. And then I transferred to Seattle for my BFA program. And yeah, then I lived there for 4 years, and then I made the big jump all across the country to New York.
Amazing. So yeah. Did you always know you wanted to become a performer?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I've been performing in like some way since I was five. Mm-hmm. So it's been like such a part of my life that I really can't even imagine myself not as a performer or as an artist in some way. It's just like so special to who I am, mm-hmm. that it's just... it's like it's interwoven with me.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah.
They always say that, I guess, like to be a performer, artist, or whatever you want to say, the two common locations, right, are Los Angeles or New York.
Oh, totally.
So why New York?
Well, I'm definitely, I mean, it's funny because I think if you asked me that like 5 years ago, I would say it's because of stage. Like this is definitely more of the area for stage and like live theater. Mm-hmm. And while LA does have that, it's just like a very different volume. But the difference now is that LA used to own, like be the primary place to go for TV and film mm-hmm. and commercial.
Right.
But I mean, New York totally has that now with Netflix and HBO mm-hmm. and all sorts of things. So now I feel like in my head, it's a no-brainer. I of course was coming to New York because this is where the work is. This is where my work is. So.
And how long have you been here?
Oh my gosh, this is such a perfect time for you to ask because like 2 days ago was my 1 year.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So 1 year.
Happy 1 year New York anniversary. So you think New York for you is like a temporary thing? Or are you kind of going with the flow, or is it like a future?
It's definitely like the end game for me.
Okay.
I just always knew I was going to end up in New York ever since I was little. And I didn't like LA when I grew up there. I didn't like it. Now, of course, when you look back, you're like, oh, but I miss, you know, the warm days and driving my car mm-hmm. and like things like that. But I don't know. I just, my energy fits so much better with New York City than I think it does for LA. And I just like, I love the ambition of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, what's really funny is because I moved here from Seattle, like I said, and Seattle has a pretty, pretty thriving theatrical scene as well. It's definitely, like I said, not the same scale, but I think what I actually do really love about New York is the anonymity of it. I love that it's so giant that you can be anybody and nobody and somebody all at the same time. So,
and it goes perfectly with your love for like acting and
exactly.
like performing and all that.
Exactly. So definitely end game. I mean, maybe I'll live somewhere else for a time, but I know I'll always be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about your 1 year here though. Has it been rough? Like what has been your experience like and your struggles and everything?
Yeah.
And then I know I'm asking kind of like a million questions in one.
Wait,
let's walk me through, I guess, like your daily routine would be an actor and also having your business. Like.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to start with my first year. My first year, actually, I was just thinking about this, obviously. But it was actually strange because I think a lot of people, particularly a lot of actors, when you ask them about their first year here, it's like, everybody I talked to was always like, it was so intense and it was so rough. And like, you're either struggling with your friendships or you're struggling with your relationship or you're struggling with, you know, the job or your side job, or there's always something. But weirdly, I was struggling with something that was so, so drastically different. So like, I felt really, really satisfied with everything in my life, except in the middle of, like, right after I moved here, my dad died, which was like, oh my God, talk about worst possible thing that could happen. My family is everything to me. And so right after I moved here, that happened. And so my year here was strange because, like, I love it and there's nothing I don't love about being here. It's just that I also have had this massive grief. So it's very strange. Very strange first year.
First, I'm so sorry to hear
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Was he in Seattle though? Or was it?
No, he was in LA. He was in LA. And it was super sudden. And it was right like a couple days after my birthday. So it's just like the weirdest situation. And it's been a whole other like challenge and obstacle and journey dealing with something like that. So my year's been odd. But you know, I still know.
How
this
did you manage to get through that? Like, first of all, when you came, did you have any friends?
No. Well, I mean, yes. I knew some people who lived here. Not really, people who I had known from, like, years back. So not people I was super recently familiar with, but like people who were old friends were here. And I actually moved here with my partner as well. Mm-hmm. So that like,
that's amazing.
Oh, the ultimate.
I was going
to
ask about like the story about that because I didn't know whether you met her here.
No, no. She and I met actually in Seattle. We went to school together and thank you. And
so you guys did this move together.
Yeah,
like
we
it
did.
Was a joint. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. You have that amazing support system.
Yeah. I think it really defined so much of how I was able to move through. I mean, given I'm still in the middle of the grief, you know, like I'm not,
course,
and I don't
not.
Think, I don't think
you
I'll
know.
Ever,
no.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really think that there is healing and I don't really think there is like moving beyond. I think that there is simply continuing with because I will never, like, there is, like, I think that people say the whole thing of like, you know, you're gonna get through it and this is just part of the fight. And I'm like, girl, I'm not fighting. There's
yeah.
nothing to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's done, game over. But like, this is just part of my experience now. And like, that's what it is. I'm not fighting. I'm not struggling. I'm simply continuing. I just am heavier, you know? So yeah. But so then that's how I kind of got through it, was with my partner. She's been like everything. And then I actually did meet some friends like right before my dad died, and they totally stepped up to the plate. And that's why, honestly, they're like, I know they'll be my lifelong friends, because talk about taking on the weight of the world for me. Like, they've been such a support system. So yeah. Yeah. And then you wanted my daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So, my daily routine is so awesome. I love my daily routine.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love that you're getting excited.
I like love it because I feel like I kind of feel like I set myself up for success. And the way that I did
that.
Yeah.
I just love your energy. Like, I want people to just, like, absorb all of it because you are radiating positivity.
Oh, my God. Thank
and
you.
And it's, like, so contagious. Like,
thank
I'm already,
you.
Like, happier.
It's, I mean, it's two-way street. We're giving it back and forth.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I feel like I really set myself up for success because I moved here being a remote employee or, like, a remote independent contractor. So I never really had to report anywhere, which I think made it really, like, it kind of opened up the doors for me. I could do anything with my daily routine. And so now, since I recently fully started my own business and I'm totally my own boss, my routine is awesome because I typically what happens is I always pretty much sign up for auditions in the morning. So I wake up crazy early, like 4:30 in the morning. I go to Times Square.
Crazy.
I know. I go to Times Square at this crazy time. I sign up for auditions.
Do you have to be in person to sign up for the audition?
It totally depends
okay.
on your union status. So
okay.
I'm a non-union performer. Union performers can sign up online, but
you got the special.
Yeah. I mean, I think.
Do you want to be?
I actually don't want to
okay.
be in the union right now. That's actually, it's funny you say that. That's what my own podcast is about
okay.
being non-union and preferring to be non-union right now.
Okay.
There's so much that goes into it, but I just don't feel like it's in my best interest I won't get continuous work if I were in the union right now, you know, because suddenly you're competing with the biggest people in the industry. And why would I do that to myself when I don't need to yet? So yeah, I'm non-union. And one of the parts of that is I have to go super early in the morning, but it makes me feel really actively involved in my own life. So I go and I'm like, I feel really in charge of my day when I'm like, I have to decide to audition for things, you know, it's like, I have to make the decision when I wake up. So I go, I do my signups, I come home, I work for a few hours, I drink tea, I pet my cat, I kiss my girlfriend. It's a solid morning. and then I usually go to this co-working space that I'm a part of. It's amazing. If you've not heard of it, it's called The Wing.
Yeah.
You've heard
yeah,
of it?
Of course.
Yeah. I know.
It's like a New York thing.
I
yeah.
know. I'm obsessed with that.
So you have access to all that? Or which one?
Just the one.
What's your main one?
I'm at Bryant Park.
Okay, I don't think I've been to that one. I've been to Soho, the one in Brooklyn.
Okay.
There's another one.
Soho, Bryant Park. Oh, Flatiron?
Flatiron.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
it's at Bryant Park.
Yeah, it's really nice. I think it is newer, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm a newer member. I just started like a month and a half
ago.
Oh,
okay, great.
But yeah, I spend a few hours there so that then it's so convenient location-wise because I can just jump over to Times Square when it's time to audition.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll
oh,
usually
–
I know.
That's
exactly, yeah. So I head over to Times Square, I audition, and then I go home. So
are all the auditions in Times Square?
No. There are some that are at theaters like
okay.
that are spread throughout the city. Sometimes they're even in Brooklyn. But,
mm-hmm.
like, I think the majority of them are at Pearl Studios, Actors Equity, and Open Jar Studios, and those are all in
okay.
that general region.
And are these auditions for film, theater, plays?
It's
what,
primarily, yeah, my yeah. It's primarily for theater, so plays and musicals. So yeah, anything that's like live performance, typically. I mean, that also includes like cruise lines, things like that, like tours, all sorts of stuff.
That's so much fun. I am obsessed with Broadway, by the way.
Really?
And guess what? I'm going to watch Hamilton.
Wait,
on
for the
Thursday.
First time?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, are you so excited?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Okay, I have been entering this lottery. I didn't win the lottery.
Oh, I was
because,
like, you won.
Because it's the day of the
yeah,
lottery.
Yeah.
But I've been entering it for, like, you don't understand, like 2 years. I was like, not winning. I'm getting so frustrated.
Yeah.
And everybody I talk to, I'm like, oh, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. And then my mom knows, and so, like, our birthdays are, like, 2 weeks apart,
oh.
So, like, we kind of, it was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, she probably got tickets, and we're going Thursday, and I'm like, so
oh, my gosh, you're going with your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to
yeah.
be so
have you,
fun.
Have you watched it? I'm
I have. I've only seen the drive, but seen it on Broadway,
okay.
but I've heard,
oh
I mean,
God.
It's Hamilton,
I know.
Like,
I know. So,
I've
yeah.
heard amazing things.
What's your favorite show?
Oh, my
you,
gosh. That's so hard. That's
like,
so hard.
Opening.
I mean, I
like top three.
Okay.
I know it's hard.
How
because,
about, yeah. How
no,
about,
don't say top five.
No, how about top three on Broadway? Like, it has to
okay,
be
on
Broadway. On
Broadway.
Okay. Or like, recently closed? Can we say recently closed?
Okay, whatever. Whatever you want.
I know you're like, it doesn't
so
matter,
cool.
Sarah.
I just want me.
Okay. I love Hadestown. I mean,
okay.
That's.
I haven't watched it.
It's the one that just won Best Show.
Oh, okay.
It's like.
Okay.
Incredible. It's really, really incredible. So Hadestown, I love. Van's Visit, that
okay.
closed maybe even a year ago, but it was just like one of my all-time favorite shows. It was just so beautiful and unlike mostly anything I've ever
mm-hmm.
seen. So the Van's Visit. And I would say for my final selection, I would say Waitress, I would say.
That's also on my list.
Yeah.
I really want to watch Waitress.
Yeah. Well, it closed. Do you
know
that, right?
That.
Okay, I was
just saying, like,
yeah,
know,
somewhere.
For Broadway shows, yeah, I feel like even if it's closed, it's not like the end all.
It's not gone.
If you travel,
yeah.
or like, you'll come back.
Totally,
like,
totally.
Going on Broadway,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. When I'm in it regionally, I'll let you know. I'll invite you.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
It. Wow, okay, that was interesting. So what else do I want to know about you? Okay, tell me about your business.
Yeah.
So first of all, before the first year you came, mm-hmm. you didn't have your business or you did have?
I didn't. I started it
so
super
recently. So
were
you strictly
recently.
Doing just like acting auditions?
No.
Okay.
Actually, before I moved here, I had like 4 or 5 jobs. Like,
okay,
I had several things. Yeah, all the
yeah.
things. Like, I worked in restaurants. I worked in tons of stuff. But when I moved here, I had a job that was, I was a manager for social media influencers.
Okay.
Yeah, so
was
I would.
For the company? Or like,
yeah, I was
company.
For a talent agency.
Okay.
So I would help social media influencers monetize their platforms by getting brand deals and connecting mm-hmm. with brands. And so that's what I was doing. So I was remote when I got here, which was a huge blessing.
And you were like full-time or was it kind of like a... Like,
it was like more than full-time.
Okay.
It was beyond full-time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a cool job. And like I definitely was really happy with the perks. And I felt like I was making okay money. But I was making good money but I just didn't feel like I was making enough for what I was doing. You know what I mean? But I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
but that being said, I felt like it was very toxic and there were no boundaries whatsoever. And even now, I'm like, now that I'm outside of that position in that company, I'm like, how did I let myself stay there for so long? Because it was like so, so harmful to my mental health. And I mean, to every employee who's worked there, they lost 1 million people in the last year because everybody realized it was really bad for you to be there. So I was working there. All that to say, and I had like this huge, like climactic moment where I won't go into like crazy detail, but my boss was super insulting and disrespectful to me. And I was just like so insulted and devastated. And I was like, why am I making money for people who don't even respect me when I could just be like, I could have little overhead and make it all for like make money for myself on my own terms, be my own boss and help people the way I want to with transparency and kindness and honesty. And like, I just, I couldn't do it anymore. And I was like, you have to have a job. You need income, you know, we know this, you need income. But I was like, I feel indebted to this place. I feel like I'm stuck here. I'm trapped because of their money. And I don't like that. So I left and I decided I wanted to start my own business in marketing, but I wanted to move a little bit more into the branding space. So all that to say, I decided to start my business, and phase one of my business has been that I teach artists and creatives and performers how to brand themselves effectively online so that they can network and, you know, gain bigger and better opportunities from the comfort of their social media. You know what I mean? Like, we can't always get into the audition room. You can't even always be in New York City, but that doesn't mean that you don't still have access to tons of professional resources and opportunities. So I wanted to teach people how to do that on their own terms. That's phase one.
I love that.
Thank you.
I think it's also really unique. I mean, maybe because my space is a little different from yours, because I feel like the people that you kind of like follow, whatever you say in your feed, is often a reflection of the industry that you're in.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I don't think there's that many people out there like you doing what you're doing. Like, you are an aspiring actor, but you also have this other whole, again, like, I guess you can say branding, coaching business. And I think that's a really unique package.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. I think I'm just like really, I have a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. So I'm like always wanting to do something. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this was a really great way to get to channel that and still be productive totally on my own terms and make money, which like, of course I need. So,
Okay, so about phase two.
Yeah, so phase two of my program, I just launched it like literally 2 days ago. And that part one was called Brand It Better. That's what the other branding business is called. And this business is called Survive and Thrive. And it's a business that teaches those same people, artists, creatives, performers, how to build an online freelance business so that they can be their own boss and be self-employed and not have to have the dreaded day job, the dreaded side gig, the dreaded survival job, and they can pursue the arts full time.
Kind of like what you're doing.
Yes,
that's the
exactly.
best way to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every performer or artist I talk to, like always, the number one stressor is money or their job. And now there's just like so much potential with the online space and the digital space that I'm like, you can literally start a business in anything. Like, everybody has at least three jobs they could make on their own terms if they just, one, knew how, and two, decided to. Mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to empower people to take control of their lives and their schedules and their money by building their own business and having their own job. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. I actually did go on your website, and it's like, I love the way it's designed. It's very, like, organized and, like, user-friendly and, like, professional. So that's,
Thank you.
Amazing.
I'm glad. I'm so glad. Yeah.
So I'm going to shift gears a little bit
and
basically ask you what keeps you up at night.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Because I think as New Yorkers, we obviously are going through our own personal struggles. Or you might be living, like, going through, like, a high right now, which is also fine.
Yeah.
You know, we should celebrate both wins and talk about lows.
Yeah.
So right now, what are you currently stressed about?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I mean, totally stressed about money, always stressed about money, you know, like, for sure. But actually, I think right now, the things that are, like, my two big keep me up at night things are, like, one, either I'm thinking all about the mechanics of my business, and I'm thinking about, like, how to scale and how to connect with new people and how to create resources that can actually help people and give people a return of their investment, things like that. So I think a lot about the mechanics of my business. And then total other end of the spectrum, I'm grieving. So, like, I still have, like, so much on, like, PTSD. I totally have PTSD. I've had it before, actually, so I knew right away that's what I was going through when I started to experience it through my grief. But yeah, so sometimes when I'm laying in bed at night, I, like, have crazy thoughts about all of the things that I've now seen and been a part of through the loss of my dad. And so, yeah, if I'm up at night, I'm either trying to be really productive in my brain, which is also, like, go to sleep, Sarah, or I'm usually, like, really, really grieving and dealing with a lot of the, like, fallout of my loss. Mm-hmm. So
have you found ways to manage that, or?
Yes, sort of. I think it's a lot of trial and error. Mm-hmm. I've tried a few things. One, I definitely try to talk to my partner before bed and like really try and be present with her so that I can like protect my mind from wandering too much. Given we go to sleep so late, so it's kind of hard.
So early.
Exactly. But I've also, I mean, I've tried things like CBD oil. And actually I really liked it. I also have chronic back and neck pain that I've been dealing with, from like some micro traumatic event that happened, I guess. I don't even know when it was, but CBD oil really helps me with that. So I do that. I want to get more into meditation. I just like have to make myself do it. It's one of those things that you like resist for no reason whatsoever.
Oh,
so,
I'm huge on meditation.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Are you?
But I think it is hard. Like, I vouch for it and I love it.
Yeah.
But I don't do it every single day. Mm-hmm. I used to be that person who was like, I need to do it every single day. And then if I missed it, I would beat myself up for it.
Yeah.
So now I just meditate when I feel like I need to. Like, I get in touch with my body and I'm like, okay, maybe I need it just for like clarity or I need it for, I don't know. You know,
no, I love that.
Like, I just get more in tune with how I'm feeling. But I recently have gotten a diffuser. I don't know if you have in your place.
Like an essential oil diffuser?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I have one in my bathroom.
Essential
my
oils.
Room.
No, you put in your room.
Okay.
There's different oils, obviously, like jasmine, rosemary, tea tree, like a whole bunch. But each one kind of has its, like, benefits.
Yeah.
And I like to mix and match, do a little like potion.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
And it's so amazing. Like, it's like the air, it helps with like, you know, circulation and like everything.
Yeah,
and
then, so calming too.
And then in addition, I also got a salt lamp recently.
I've been wanting one of those. Do you like it?
Yes.
I
got it. I feel like I just spoke about this in the previous episode.
You're
going to
plug it in every episode now.
Not like sponsoring me, but no, I got it for my birthday from Amazon. It's
okay.
Like $20, and I swear to God.
Yeah.
Because it's not a placebo. I know my quality of sleep. I think anybody does. And so once I started to put this lamp in my room, I have been sleeping like a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll wake up to pee because I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, same.
And I look at the clock in my kitchen. And, you know, when you wake up, you have a sense of like, okay, I just fell asleep. Or, like, I've been sleeping for like hours.
Yeah.
It'll be like 2 hours since I've been sleeping. But I wake up almost feeling like I'm ready to start the day.
Oh my
god! That's how amazing my sleep has been. So you should try those too.
I'm literally gonna buy it on my way home.
Yeah.
I'll be on the subway. Yeah. Send me the link. Oh my god!
But I think those can help you. I mean, help me.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, honestly, I'm super. Like I said, trial and error. I'm so open to trying things. Like I'm very, very much, like I said, I'm a believer in, like, the potential of anything. I believe anything can work and everything is possible.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, super open.
Yeah.
So I would love to try it.
Yeah, amazing. Great.
Yeah,
help you,
sold.
For sure.
Sold.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I know you have a podcast, or you just started one.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of it?
Yes. So the name of the podcast is Odd Squad, A-U-D, like audition. Odd
Squad. So I knew what it was named, but I was like, I don't know
what
it stands for.
Yeah.
Okay. And then tell me about what sparked you to start it and what's the premise of it and the whole shebang.
Love it. Okay, so I actually run it with my best friend. We co-host it, Elle Rick, and she and I we're both non-ec performers in New York City, non-equity, and we just both felt like there was a lot of misinformation out there, particularly for people who weren't in the city but were planning to move to New York City, about how to be a professional performer and how to really thrive in your career here. We, like I said, both non-ec, and okay, so before I moved here, there's just a lot of belief that you need to be equity to survive, and that like the only way to be taken seriously or to be truly a professional actor is to be in the union. And like, of course, like the union is the freaking union, like all for it, love the union, can't wait to join, but it's not always in your best interest to be in the union, and you need to really consider all the factors. Like, it might not be the right time to join the union. It's not always going to be the wrong time. Someday you should. We should all join the union someday, but maybe not now. And so we wanted to empower non-ec performers and inspire people who were non-equity to feel like they could be a part of this professionally and didn't have to be constantly in pursuit of this goal that, like, is dependent on so many factors that you can't control. Like, you have no control over so many things in the audition room. All you can control is that you show up and that you've been practicing your stuff. You know, that's really
it. I love your mindset.
Thank
you. I love that because I think a lot of people will take that, like, personally. Mm-hmm. And this is not just for auditions. This is also for, like, literally anything.
Totally.
Where you go for an interview for a job, if you're in a networking situation, or, like, just anything. Like, it's there's so many factors. And
absolutely.
Like, if people don't realize that, I think they just – it's like, first of all, it depends on whether the person is in a good mood.
Yes. Oh, my God. If they've eaten.
Yeah.
It depends on so many things.
Maybe they don't like the color of your
yes.
shirt. So it has no...
Yeah. Exactly. Like, how could I know that?
Or just, like, I don't know. It's, like, weird. It's, like, it could be, like, an energy thing. It could
mm-hmm.
be, like, you know?
Yeah. There's, like,
yeah,
there's
so many,
factors. Yeah. And so it started to be this thing where I was, like, I can't judge myself and my success and my worth based on things I can't control. All I can judge it on is if I show up and if I'm working to be better. That's it. And, like, that's totally changed my perspective and the way that I feel. Like, even when it's the height of audition season and non-union performers aren't getting seen that much, but you're showing up, but you're not getting seen, it's a whole thing. I mean, that's all, like, that my job is showing up. So I did my job. I don't feel sad when I go home. I don't feel bad about it. I'm like, I did my job. That's all I could do.
So did you always have this mindset?
No.
Okay. So you had a mindset like, I want to be in the union.
Totally, totally.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't know.
Okay.
You
and
don't
then,
know.
So how this was it based after you came here and you started to audition, mm-hmm. then you started to realize, okay, maybe this isn't the right path for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, outside of New York City, there's just, like, such a lack of information. Like, no matter, and you could talk to 10 different people and everyone will give you a different answer. And it was maddening. I had no idea what I should be pursuing or what my first move was supposed to be or, like, where to find classes. I didn't know anything about the business of theater or about what it was to join the union. I didn't even really know what it would do for me other than it meant Broadway. Like, that's it. And so when I got here, I was just really lucky to stumble into groups of people who were educated and groups of people who, like, educated in this business and wanted to talk about, like, wanted to debate ideas and talk about things because, one, that's just who I am anyway, but two, it really opened my eyes to the many different paths there are to success here. Yeah, New York City is not just the union Broadway city. It's a lot more than that, and you can be successful in a multitude of ways. So it's just about getting here and dipping your toe in different places and seeing what works. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
You're, like, just so articulate and just, like, full of, like, wisdom.
Thank you.
You're not even I don't want to say you're not a New Yorker, but, like, true New Yorker.
No, I'm not. It's like a year. I get it. I have to play more dues than a year.
Yeah.
It's fine. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as you know, the podcast is called The City Confessions.
Yes.
And you have heard some of my episodes.
Yeah.
So, I feel like you know where this is going.
Yes.
I would like you to share a confession,
mm-hmm.
and I want to preface this by saying that you can share whatever you're comfortable with
mm-hmm.
sharing. I don't want to force you to say anything you don't want to share. It's a safe environment, and the whole purpose is just to really put into surface maybe things that people find topics that are taboo, that are just, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think, like, whatever you will say, somebody can relate to it, and
mm-hmm.
You can help somebody, or whatever the case is, so... With that being all said,
yeah.
If you can complete the sentence of my confession is,
yeah.
What would that be?
Okay, just need one second.
I know. A lot of people, they'll, like, be like, whoa.
I'm like, give me a beat. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. I mean, I've shared my confessions. It has been serious. Some people have shared...
Mm-hmm.
Like silly
confessions. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Okay. It's super serious. Oh my God. It's, like, super serious. But I feel like I got a laugh. Okay. Okay. So my confession is, even though I 100% know I'm meant to be here, even though I 100% know this is my path and my journey and I'm, like, absolutely in the right spot, I have debated leaving, like, 1,000 times purely because I feel so such guilt not being with my family while we're grieving. like I feel guilt, like I'm letting them down by being off here living, like, I guess, my dream, you know what I mean? I feel really intense guilt not being with my mom, not being with my youngest brother, not being with my niece and my nephew, my sister, my other brother, my other sister. I feel guilty about it. And like, it's hard for me because they spend time together, or like, or my mom is mostly alone. Like, she lives with my brother, but he is working and obviously dealing with his own grief in his own ways. And so it's hard for me to be here. And sometimes I'm so happy. And then I like have this rush of memory where I'm like, oh my God, my dad's gone. And oh my God, my mom is without the love of her life. And so, yeah, so I've debated leaving a million times, even though I know it's the wrong move, and I know that it's purely from guilt. But I think about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you take time to go back home when everything happened?
I was home for like a month, and then I came back, and then I was here for maybe a month, and then I went back for a few weeks. So it was like very like shaky time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've taken time to go home, and I travel all the time. Like, I'm going there on Wednesday, like I'm, or in a few days. So I see them relatively often, but I mean, like, my mom and dad were true soulmates, like completely made for each other, could never be with somebody who isn't the other. And so to know that they're not together anymore is devastating. It's devastating beyond words. It's the saddest heartbreak I've ever known. And so, yeah, not being with my mom is gutting every day. So
yeah, no, I know that. It must be so hard. I feel like there's been an incident where, I mean, I had a friend who like lost somebody as well, but then like, I think it was like somebody's birthday the next day or something.
Yeah.
And she was just like, how can you celebrate?
Yeah.
But then it's like, you don't want to take away from the fact that there is a celebration.
Yeah.
It's like hard. It's like with human, it's like, how do you balance that? And how do you kind of honor what happened? But then also,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Definitely.
Know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, God, there have been so many, for months after, I was like, because I think it's been maybe 8 months by this point. And for months after, I was like, how does the world not stop? Like, how do things continue? How is everyone not crushed by the loss of this unbelievably kind man? I didn't understand it. And like, of course, logically I could make sense of it, but it was just like, I did not get it. And I mean, there was so much that came from that too. Like, so many friendships that I felt like I saw in a different light for the first time, and so many things like that. But like, yeah, I think what I've kind of come to, the point I've come to, is that like, I grieve my dad, in the loss of my dad, in the fullest way, because he's worth that, because his life was so valuable and so giant and wonderful that he deserves how big this absence feels. So yeah, I guess that's kind of where I'm at. And so I honor it really openly and really fully. And like, I don't really hide it, because he's worthy of it. He's totally worthy of all of that. So yeah. Yeah. That's kind of
where I'm at. I can tell that you obviously had a really special relationship with him.
Yeah.
I can tell just from like the way you talk about him, and like literally your eyes are like, you like light up.
Thank you.
And it's so beautiful. And I think thank you so much for sharing, because literally, again, I keep saying this, but like, I'm like a stranger, and I think it's for me, for somebody to come and like share their story and open their heart, it's like, I just think it's so admirable.
Yeah, thank
you. So I just want to take a moment now to just really thank you for that, and like, just connect with you, just like me and you, like here.
Yeah.
And like, again, like, I can't rave enough about your presence, and like, you have this aura about you that is just, I don't know, they always say that like, when you walk into a room, you know, you want to be that person that lights up the room, and like, you are basically it.
Thank you.
That's why you're gonna kill it in this acting career. Like, I just know it. And whoever can see that, like, that would be like the best gift they will ever receive.
Thank you.
So,
oh my God.
I'm rooting for you, girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No,
I mean,
of course.
Yeah, I've loved being here. I really think this is such a beautiful idea. I mean, I love human connection, and I love being open to true, genuine, authentic
genuine
connection with people. Yeah, like, unfiltered being there with somebody. I think it's so important, and I think Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're both impacted, you know? And so I'm so grateful to be here and to get to, like,
share
be on
story.
This. Yeah. It's
an important story.
Thank you.
But don't go yet. We still have more to talk about.
Yeah.
Tell me, okay, so now that we got, like, the heavy stuff out of the way,
yeah.
What are your goals? Like, what do you want to do? What do you foresee yourself, one, career-wise, with acting? Two, your business,
yeah.
And three, which is, like, your social life and, like, New York City.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think about my goals every day. I'm like, yes,
so
I'm ready to go.
Board?
Yeah, oh my, for sure. I'm like, 10 mood boards. Yeah.
Board.
I mean, all of the above. Yeah. I, like, write down my affirmations, my manifestations. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if you do all that,
yeah.
You just...
I know.
Easy.
I know. It's like the final piece.
Yeah,
I just need to like add in that final piece.
Have you been to Inscape?
No.
It's a meditation studio in New York City. It's on Flatiron.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Okay.
You go through in this room, like the vibe is like you. It's like you're entering heaven. Not that I've ever been.
Yeah.
There's like sessions with like guided or non-guided.
Okay.
And there's like pillows and everything. And you literally go in there and like you just. With people.
Oh my God, that's seriously
and
like exactly what I would
an
want.
An hour or something, but like it's so good.
That
you
sounds
come
amazing.
Out and you're like, and then like you come out right, and you're like in New York. You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
like,
of course.
You're kind of in your own world, and then you go back out, and you're like, wait, there's taxi,
there's so much.
Fire,
yeah.
But you should also.
I will definitely.
It's amazing.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh. I'm leaving with all the recommendations today. Like, I have all these Amazon purchases, like everything.
I'm gonna say, just be on the lookout for like a massive text.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm sorry.
So
my goals. with my business, my goals are as follows. I want to make a lot of money. I want to make a lot of money, and I want to be able to use that money to do good and build a legacy that is built in, like, returning that and, like, finding ways to give back to society and contribute to, like, real progressive, beautiful change.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
What is your sign?
Oh, I'm a Gemini. And, like, I'm, like, definition Gemini.
Yeah,
I'm, like, a hard Gemini.
Okay, you're an air sign, too.
Yeah.
Which makes total sense of why you are in the space that you are.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm an Aquarius. I'm also an air sign.
Oh my God! No wonder we go.
That's what I was
obviously.
Like, I was like, okay, this makes sense.
Obviously,
Justin.
Continue.
You want to make a lot of money.
Yes, I want my business. I want to make a lot of money, and I want to make it all on my own terms. And I want to be able to use that to build myself the life I want, which is I want to be able to support my family, and I want to be able to give back to my mom and my family, my first family, you know. I want to be able to contribute to the arts and to social justice and to, you know, protecting the climate and the animals. Like, I just want to give back in so many ways. So I want to make a lot of money so I can do that without fear of, like, putting myself into a bad financial place.
Right.
So that being said, I want to grow my business. I want to have a lot of clients because I want to be able to connect with a lot of people and help a lot of people reach their potential and their truest potential and have breakthroughs that lead them to their truth and joy. With my business right now, I'm at the place where I just want to grow. I just really want to grow and be able to connect with more people.
Yeah.
And financially support myself. That's my business goal. My other business goal being my acting career, my big goal has always been Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my dream. And I say that unabashedly. Like, I 100% want to be on Broadway.
I will be on Broadway.
Oh, for sure. I've always actually felt like that.
I've always said it. Yeah.
Because I just believe it. I believe that. Because I want to tell stories in, like, a really big way, with a really large reach. So there's that. I want to be really inspiring for people, or not inspiring, but I want to be like a point of, God, I guess what's the word? I want to be somebody that people can look to
role model,
but like in the queer community and in the community for young people who like want to be in the arts but are afraid. In just a lot of the communities that are hidden that I can be a role model for, of course, I want people to feel like they can come to me and talk to me because I really don't turn people away. And I really I want to talk to people and mm-hmm. I want to be here for people. So that's important to me. My other goal, my partner and I want to get married. So that's a big goal.
How long have you guys been together?
For almost 4 years.
Okay.
So we are madly in love and we definitely want to get married and be together and have a family and have a dog and all the things. I'm trying to think about what other goals I have. I want to see the Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah.
It's like my big life dream.
I went to Iceland last year.
Oh, you did?
I didn't see it because...
Were you not the right time of year?
Yeah, I mean, it was in January, but even if you go, it's a hit or miss.
A hit or miss.
Never, like, guaranteed.
Oh, man, were
you
sad?
I was sad, but there was, like, a guy who was working at the hotel, and, like, he saw it, like, the day before.
Oh, my God.
And he showed me a video, and I was like, let me just pretend that I was.
Yeah, you're like, this is me.
Yeah,
I said it to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like... Kind of saw it? No,
yeah. Secondhand saw.
Yeah. I mean, how do you define,
yeah.
who sees it, right?
Really.
In my eyes,
you're like, I'm seeing
it.
Right.
I was
right.
In
yeah.
Iceland.
Yeah.
So
like the same thing.
It's the same thing.
He saw the Northern Lights. Check. Check that box.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Amazing.
Nobody can tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
If you believe it.
I
sure.
Exactly.
You know?
You are what you say you are. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, those are great goals. I feel like you have a lot going on for you. And the good thing is that when you start a business, I feel like because you literally said you just started the second phase, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're on this, like, high of, like, wanting to just, like, you know, expand
yeah.
and grow. And you have all this energy and everything. So they'll be put to good use for sure.
Thank you. I'm really hopeful and I'm really excited. And I'm really nervous, but in the best way. So it's all good things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, as we are wrapping this up,
yeah.
I want to ask you one more question.
Okay, bring it on. What we got?
The last one is, what is the one thing you love most about yourself?
Oh,
because
I love
we have
it.
To wrap it on a positive note.
I love that. I love that so much. I think what I love most about myself actually is probably my energy, because I think that it gives off the vibe that I'm open, and then it leads to connection. So I think I would have to say my energy, because I haven't always been like this. You know what I mean? I feel like I had to really work and do a lot of introspection, and I go to therapy regularly, and like I put in the work to be able to be really joyful and really open. And so I feel really proud of myself for being at a place where I'm at, where I love myself. You know what I mean? So I think my energy is probably my favorite thing about myself, because I worked for it.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
This is why I love doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
Because first of all, this is like a side project for myself, but I swear to God, every time I like interview somebody or chit chat with somebody, at the end of the session or whatever, I'm like, I feel like I want to be a better person because of that person.
Absolutely.
Or I'm like extra inspired, like more motivated. And it's like, I don't know, it's crazy how a 45-minute random conversation can do for yourself.
Definitely. I feel like it's impossible not to be touched when you're coming across all these different kinds of people from all different backgrounds. Like, what a wonderful job. Like, you know what I mean? But how cool is that?
I love it.
Perfect.
But okay, thank you so much,
yes.
Sarah, again, for chit-chatting with me. Mm-hmm. I literally feel... I don't know. I don't explain it.
Yeah.
It's just this, like, I like can't put into words. I
yeah.
feel like I'm using all this, like, hand motions to try to be like, I feel so good
yeah.
about this.
But I get it.
But
it's like a warmth. It's like just
the word.
Buzzy.
You are, like, very, yeah, you give me warmth.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, honestly.
You're
this was,
so
like,
sweet.
The best.
Oh, no. You guys have to connect with Sarah. I'm going to leave all of her information in the description. And like her handle and her social and like all the good stuff. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for the next one. Bye.